cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are live. It is up to 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Finally, a little bit of rain in Johannesburg. Woohoo! And isn't it cool to wake up in the rain? It's my favorite thing. I don't mind that I've got lots to do today. I don't mind that it's chock full of things that I have to drive around a little bit, that the roads are going to be chaos, because, you know, that always happens. Whenever, whenever there's rain, people lose their minds. Mm. But it's cool. I'm ready for it. I think the rain is so fantastic. It's so welcome. And it was raining pretty much from when I went to sleep last night at like 10:45. So now, great. Oh, I love that sound. You wake up and you just hear that sound of the rain. It's fantastic. All right, so how's everybody? Mubs, how are you? You feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
Good. Now, you sound clear and clean and without the catarrh in your lungs.
Ah, yes, no. Had to get rid of the catarrh. In fact, while trying to get rid of the catarrh, oh, yeah, it was really bad catarrh this time around. I went to my gym yesterday because I wanted to use the steam room because, you know, in my mind, steam clearing out of the lungs, blah, blah, blah.
How was that experience?
Well, I walked into the gym, headed straight for the change room, and I had my headphones in, so I couldn't hear what was happening around me. I was wearing a jacket with a hoodie on, so I'm like pretty covered.
But basically, you looked like you were about to commit a robbery.
Well, yes, basically. Yeah. And then I walked into the ladies' change room, and I was very confused when I was accosted by penis, scrotums, and balls.
Oh, you went into the wrong change room.
I went into the right change room. They've just swapped them for the week because they're doing some other kind of maintenance.
Oh,
and I completely missed the sign where they've scratched out, or they've just put up a sign that says male, female.
Uh-oh.
But I didn't see it because I was in the zone. And because I had my headphones in, I couldn't hear people saying to me, no, you're going into the wrong one.
And it's too late. You looked up and there was just sack.
And it was just old men.
Old ones. With saggy balls. That's what you got to look forward to, by the way.
I was very confused.
How revolting. Is there anything worse than old men?
Wow.
Like naked old men. It's the worst.
And they were standing with a leg up on the bench, weren't they?
Luckily, there wasn't any of that, but I did see some bums, and I did see a lot of dangling bits as well. I slowly backed out when I just got confused about where I was.
So did you end up going to the steam room or just straight home to
I did end up going into the steam room.
Jeez, that's some scary stuff. All right, then, what a traumatic experience. Oh, I just wanted to say thank you to Mubs, Ben, Flex, and to Gareth for waking me up every morning at stupid o'clock to put on a fantastic show for us. That's from Lindsay. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Thank you, Lindsay.
There we go. All right. What a nice message to wake up to this morning. Well, I see there were more protests in Braamfontein last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting tired now. I don't know anybody except the students themselves who are for the Fees Must Fall movement now. It's lost all credibility. Nobody cares anymore. You know what's also weird? And tell me this isn't a little bit strange. No matter how open-minded you are, Nkebo Dlamini is doing a master's degree and he's got a Gauteng provincial government bursary. So he just has to pass. He doesn't have to pay anyway. So fees have already fallen for him. And how come a guy like that who is being essentially put through varsity by, and not just for a bachelor's degree, mind you, a master's degree, which really, if you ask me, that's the kind of degree you should pay for yourself. It's not as if poor people are lining up and they go straight for the master's degrees. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you've got to get your bachelor's first, and first step should be paid for at least. But this guy he's actively working against and destroying the property of the province that has given him a bursary. It's like you go home to your parents' house and you steal from their wallets and you break their stuff and you sell their equipment. And then you complain that they never give you anything. Tell me that isn't just a little bit hypocritical.
It's what you expect, though, isn't it? You kind of realize that the guy leading this would be such a hypocrite. Or he would be some sort of ironic feature.
Total hypocrite. There's such hypocrisy in this whole thing. And both he and Nontokozo, the woman from the Western Cape, the University of the Western Cape, UCT, sorry. The two of them are both always bedecked in ANC regalia. Which, again, is a double irony because they're protesting against the people who promised them free education and then didn't deliver, but they're still wearing the regalia of that party. Again, you're feeding from the tit of the thing that you hate. Do you understand? It's such a... It's a... Like, someone's got to beat some sense into these two.
Well, the police.
Well, go. You know what?
If Mnebo's accounts are to be believed about how he's been harassed
by
police.
Now he's a big-time victim. He was throwing big buckets of feces all over the place and breaking stuff. And by the way, threatening other people's lives. He doesn't seem to have any regard for police's lives. But now suddenly he's a victim and he sits cowering in the corner going, "They touched me inappropriately." And we have to show on a doll where they touched him. Get over yourself. You're a complete hypocrite and a loser and a vulgar thug. There is no room for you in the modern world where we sit and we talk sensibly and rationally about problems. You're out. You've counted yourself out. You have no one to blame for the miserable life you're about to have. And who on earth, except in politics, would hire Mcebo Dlamini for anything? Can you imagine being his manager in any business? Not a chance. You wouldn't so much as allow him into the building without having someone watch what he does every step of the way. The kind of guy who would pee inside, and I'm not talking in the bathroom. So, I mean, I'm not surprised either, to be perfectly honest. You expect this sort of hypocrisy and stupidity from noisemakers and attention seekers like him. But there it is. The proof is in the pudding. Now we know his true colors and we know what the guy's really made of. Great. So can we move on, please? Can we get back to varsity? I saw a heartbreaking picture of two girls crying in each other's arms. Two students who wanted to finish their year. Now they can't write their exams. So they're probably going to have to hold over a whole bunch of stuff to next year. And who knows how they're going to afford that. But this is the reality. Those are the people who will suffer. It's not the fees must fall leaders. Some of these fees must fall leaders are actually going overseas to study next year. You know? It's unbelievable. Anyway, so how's your day going today? What do you have on the agenda? What's the plan? It's Wednesday. We got things to do and people to see and places to go. And we want to hear from you. You know what to do. 0861-555-189. Would you take a bullet? You're both wrong now. Pull myself together. Keep on holding on. Chasing status and all goes wrong. I hope nothing goes wrong for you today. You've got a fun day ahead of you. It's going to be busy. Every day is busy at this time of year. Because people are trying to squeeze in all the stuff they can before it gets to festive season madness. By the way, I saw some Christmas stuff yesterday up in the shops. Oh, yes. It's happening, whether we like it or not. Here's an interesting message from Gerrit. It says, I've been thinking, is Sean Abrams really the douche that we think he is?
Well, he's a pawn on a chessboard, and, you know, his moves are being dictated by somebody else.
The reason for my thoughts, across the board, all semi-qualified legal brains are saying that there's no chance his charges against Gordon will hold up. Is he not perhaps acting on instruction from Jay-Z, but in such a manner that he knows it can't possibly succeed? Or am I giving him too much credit? Huh. Where he's actually, you know, he's playing the president by basically saying, sure, we'll bring these charges, but knowing full well that it's not going to work. Then he's almost working for the other side, if you know what I mean. That's an interesting point of view. And then Tebogo says, there's nothing in the world worse than old hairy scrotums.
Yeah, that's pretty much the worst. That's the worst thing Mabali saw yesterday.
And poor Mabali, she's very traumatized by that.
Completely. Yeah, I might need therapy.
Ugh, I mean, to see revolting hairy scrotums. So, but I am impressed that you went off to gym yesterday. I managed to.
No, I didn't. I wasn't gymming. I went to the steam room. Specifically for the steam room.
Did it work?
You know, in my mind, you know, when you convince yourself that when you do something, it makes the situation better.
What does the women's steam room look like? Is it nudity or is it towels wrapped around yourselves?
That all depends on how comfortable different women are with themselves. Sometimes, you know, you'll find full nudity, and then other times it will be costumes or towels around.
What's the average, though?
I haven't seen a lot of full nudity, but then again, you know, I don't frequent the steam room other week.
Do they sit sort of in a ladylike fashion, or do they sit there like the guys do with their legs spread and kind of letting the steam go everywhere?
I haven't seen a lot of legs spread. There's been a lot of crossing of legs situations.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then when the steam really gets hot, then they uncross the legs, but not spread eagle.
Sort of lean on their knees. Is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
Not that I have seen.
I've got a vision in my head. Of course, my vision's completely wrong. Either in the funnier moments, I picture a room full of, like, you know, ordinary-looking women. Big, small, fat, thin, black, white, whatever. All kind of sitting all over the place. But talking to each other like women would in a park or something. And then when I'm in a different mood, then I'm picturing, like, all these very kind of uptight, very closed off, kind of uncomfortable looking women sitting with their legs crossed and kind of ignoring each other. It's somewhere in between. Right? Because I don't talk to guys in the steam room. It's a weird thing.
But don't you find guys always talk to you?
Ugh.
Like, no matter what you do, I just go to the corner. I try to maintain good posture and breathe deeply. That's why I'm there. And it's like, yes, it's hot in here, huh? You don't fucking say.
Yeah, really? That's what you came for, huh?
Really? I genius. Mean, what are you expecting? Palm leaves being fanned upon you. It's a steam room. People, they just, it's almost like they feel like they have to talk, so they feel nervous, and then they just say something stupid.
Mm. It's the weirdest thing, actually. I mean, the ancient Romans used to do that. They used to have steam rooms and baths and all that kind of thing, right? So it's an old thing. It's been around for years. Gareth and my buddy, did you hear the fight with Michael Flex, and do you have an opinion? Gareth, did my buddy hear your fight with Flex, and does she have an opinion? We didn't really have a fight. It wasn't a fight.
What happened?
And it's old news now.
Oh.
It's yesterday's news.
There were some opinions on Twitter, I've got to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you read?
Because
I didn't even check on Twitter. Ashley says, eyebrows. Sean Abrams is a simpleton. He does whatever Jay-Z asks without even thinking. He doesn't think it through. That's what Ashley says. So she says there's no chance he's a genius.
Okay.
Ashley clearly knows something we don't. You can message us. You can message us on WeChat if you're listening on cliffcentral.com or the Cliff Central app. You can also message us directly from the Touch Central FM app. If you've got that loaded on your phone, if you haven't got both of them on, you could do whatever you like. I mean, you can tweet us, whatever. But it's much easier if you do it from the app. But pretty much, just to go into this Pravin Gordhan, Sean Abrams thing, as far as I can tell, Pravin pretty much told Sean Abrams to get lost.
Yes. The ball is now back in Sean Abrams' court. It's like a tennis match that we're watching here.
Right.
So Sean Abrams said, hey, Pravin, I invite you to come forward and, you know, make some presentations or whatever to defend yourself.
Pravin is like,
fuck you.
Yeah. Pravin said, no. Actually, I decline your invitation. Yeah. But what I will do is I'll invite you to withdraw these charges. So back and forth.
My lord, says Anushka, my stomach just dropped. Please tell me Cedar Square Gym only has one steam room. I always find it odd that there are men in the steam room when I go there. Oh, my soul. Oh, so they have a unisex steam room?
Apparently these are popping up. Ah. This was one is that new waterfall estate, apparently. I haven't been there.
I'd feel so sorry for women. I'd feel so sorry for women if they had to share the steam room with men. Men are disgusting. Mm. Everything about men is it's disgusting. There's just hair everywhere and balls and stink. It's just disgusting. I hate that I'm going to be an old man one day. Ugh. I'm disgusted by myself.
Your future self.
But this is a pretty progressive move, though, unisex steam rooms.
Yeah, it's a very big move.
Let's applaud that for what it is.
You think so?
I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a progressive thing, is that we should be trying to actually mix more.
Why?
We wouldn't be so precious about nudity.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be so precious about how we look at each other and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it makes a good point.
I don't think that's going to... I don't know.
Look at Scandinavians. Do they come across as angry and annoying people? No, they get on with their stuff because they've got unisex steam rooms. Eventually, that becomes porno, I know. But, you know, it's expression maps. We need more of that.
I don't know. You see, my problem is I'm a complete snob. I think that only attractive people should be seen naked.
Right.
The rest of us, let's just keep it covered, please.
I
include myself in that.
But this is what's so weird about you. It's like you're a complete snob, but you're outside of your own snobbery.
No, guys.
you wouldn't... In your world, you would create an elite and you wouldn't be in it.
Yes.
It's totally self-deprecating. It's very bizarre. That's a strange way to behave. All right. We got a hell of a show for you today. Let me tell you who's coming up a little bit later on. There's some interesting people. Where shall we begin? In fact, Flax, why don't you tell us? He's always very good at this. Rather than me tell you who's coming up, he's been working on this, so let him get the credit. Here is Michael Flax, the producer, with a look at what's coming up on the Gareth Cliff Show this morning.
Okay, so we got Petit Noor. Now, he's in town only for a couple days, and we managed to catch him while he was here.
This is a musician?
You might know him as a musician, but there's so much more to him. His whole background and his family, just, it's so exciting. His mother's from a different country, his father's from a different country. They both met and decided to raise their family in Cape Town. A family of four, and it's just... I'm excited to find out what more there is to that story.
Do you know what petit noir means in French?
It probably means something like the love of something or something like that.
It means small black.
Small black.
Small black. Petit, small, noir, black. All right, and then Kirsten O'Brien. Tell us about Kirsten.
So Kirsten O'Brien is I think he's a lecturer at Harvard, Harvard University overseas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's also just in town for a couple days, managed to catch him. He's going to come in and discuss how they're handling a sort of similar fees must fall situation overseas and how they're resolving that.
Right. He was listening to us and heard our podcast the other day with Mohammed Chanara and decided it was time to come and have a discussion about that from an American point of view. You know, because everybody thinks, oh, well, they don't have these problems at Harvard. Well, they do.
And then we also got the wonderful people from Core South Africa who are going to come in and break down the iPhone 7 and Apple Watch 2. Give us a nice review on them.
You got to be careful when you talk about technology products thanks to Samsung and you use the words break it down.
No.
Because when Samsung gets disgusted, blow it up is more appropriate.
Well, you just can't say this phone is lit.
All right, Flax, very nice. It's time to find out what's going on in the headlines. That's next. What a weird song. Very strange. John Bellion with All Time Low. Good morning, everybody. Let's get into some news with Mubs and see what's going on in the headlines. Who wants to know? Who asked? Well, it's your lucky day. And it's the right time. Let's not kid around. We do this every morning, just for your pleasure. Here are the headlines with Mubs.
Okay. The Parliamentary Budget Office presented their research findings yesterday to MPs. This is regarding free higher education. And then MPs debated the cost of free higher education, and they argued against it. They say that it is not practical, it would be too costly, and it could eat up at least a quarter of the country's GDP.
Wow.
Currently, NSFAS is sitting at 12% recovery rate of student loans.
What?
12% of students who are given a loan by NSFAS repay that loan.
Well, that sounds like a terrible investment. If only 12% of them are going to pay it back, those are not people that we should be investing in. Sorry.
The research calculated that government would need an additional 250 billion rand in addition to meet the needs over the next 3 years for free higher education. The research also found that only 30% of students who start in first year graduate within 3 years, while 56% of students finish their degrees in 5 years. I didn't finish my three-year degree in 3 years.
How long did it take you?
Four.
Hey, at least you got something to show
for
it.
It was technically 3.5 because I needed an additional semester because I was messing around in the first year.
Yeah, I messed around. I also didn't finish my... Listen, I didn't even get my law degree.
Well, this is the thing. The majority of us would fall in that number. Only 30% of people who begin their degree finish it in the required time.
Yeah, but...
30%.
Yeah, but if you're paying... If someone else is paying, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry, the rules are a little tougher on those people who can't afford these things. Especially if someone else is paying for you to get through. You better get through. Tough titties. And 12% being repaid. That's insane.
Yeah, that's...
Because that means it's costing the taxpayer, who's already being leveraged way too much.
So that is a no on Fees Must Fall as far as Parliament is concerned.
Good.
And then we mentioned this earlier. So Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan, he declined the NPA's invitation to make representations yesterday. Instead, Gordhan invited Abrahams to withdraw the charges against him.
Right.
Abrahams had set a 5 p.m. deadline for the minister to make these representations yesterday, but Gordhan replied in a letter through his lawyer saying, no thanks. So we'll wait to see what Abrahams does next.
Imagine him saying, no thanks. Just like that. Just that would like be funny, that. Right?
Right. And then the president, Jacob Zuma, he has allayed fears to South African diplomats who are stationed abroad. They're all concerned about the state of the nation, but the president was saying, everybody calm down. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, he's totally unfazed.
Yeah.
He was smiling. I saw him on TV. This guy is just completely unfazed by anything. I don't know if he's... Maybe he's on some happy medicine that the rest of us need. But nothing seems to get him down.
No, not a single thing, Gareth. He was addressing the heads of missions conference in Pretoria yesterday.
Yeah.
Whether it relates to Fees Must Fall or the state of parliament or the fact that, you know, the ANC have this infighting problem. The president said, no, everybody calm down. Nothing to worry about here. This is just our democracy maturing. Those were his exact words.
Yeah, move on. Nothing to see here.
The president was upbeat. He was cracking jokes when he told ambassadors to tell those who are concerned about South Africa not to worry. The president told the diplomats to allay those fears and to just say to everybody, listen, the country is not going down. Huh. Why are you people overreacting?
Right.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. Everything's fine.
In his mind, it really isn't, but you can't trust his mind. Because in his mind, he is the world. So,
you know who? I think he'd get along really well with Donald Trump. I've got to say. I think the two of them would hit it off like best friends. BFFs. They'd hang with each other. They'd talk about grabbing girls by the pussy.
Mm, they have a lot in common.
They'd get along so well. Oh, I could see them going on holiday together with Silvio Berlusconi and yes. Vladimir Putin. The four of them. It would be like that movie, Las Vegas. You remember that movie with Michael Douglas and Robert De Niro? All those old guys who go back to Las Vegas?
Yes,
that would be them. A whole bunch of old hairy scrotums traveling around picking up hookers and spending their country's money.
I think Michael Douglas's character was marrying like an 18-year-old or something ridiculous.
And they would have hairy, they'd have the hair coming out from, they'd wear bathrobes the whole time. And they'd like catcall as a girl walked past. You know, she's on her way from the bar to the pool and they'd be like, woo, hey baby, come and sit with us. And she'd look around and she'd go, oh, you four are so gross and disgusting. And they would hang out together. I could see it happening. Get drunk that night. Yeah. Hey, Jacob, I have got a very good Russian vodka in my boot. Let me go to car. Yes, car bar. What a good idea. I don't need a car bar. I own the hotel. Imagine. these four, and then Silvio with his dick out, swinging it around. And as the girls walk past, Silvio grabs his dick and starts this little pudgy, little ugly, horrible little acorn dick, and he's swinging it around at the girls. I'm telling you, those four would make one hell of a show. These are the... You talk about the patriarchy. These four are the patriarchy. That should be the movie title. I'll make it now. Hollywood
patriarchy.
Would be like, yeah, these four dickheads. Imagine them wandering around the streets terrorizing women and children. Huh?
Well, yeah, you've got to include the children in there because, you know, Donald Trump talks about what he's going to be doing to 10-year-olds in 10 years' time.
What a bunch of creeps. You know, men should just go away after 75. I don't care.
Where should they stop?
Into the wilderness. They must go out into the wild. They should fight each other in the deserts or something. You know, like wrestle each other. 70-year-olds wrestling each other to death on the desert sands. So disgusting. No one wants to be hit on by a 70. Who do these guys think they are? It's disgusting, right?
You're going to be that person one day.
I'm going to walk out into the desert. You'll never see me again. Ew. Because, you know, men don't stop being horny, right? They always remain horny. Like, women become less interested in sex from, I don't know, there's a certain age and women just decide, you know what, no, that's childish.
How do you know this?
Because I've seen women are dignified about themselves. Even if they are still thinking those things, they certainly don't let you know. Men, they can't wait to let you know. And they're all cheesy. They crack cheesy jokes. They're like, hey, you're looking good. They say stupid, inappropriate stuff. Women don't do that. You don't have 70-year-old women walking around harassing young men. It doesn't happen.
I've been harassed by some old women before.
Oh.
Old? How old? I mean, like, listen, how old?
What kind of harassment
cougars
have you dealt with, Ben?
Tell us your pain.
What do they say to you?
Tell us your pain, Ben.
You know, if I was 30 years younger, you've got nice legs.
But that's not harassment.
Well, Gareth, I'd prefer not to hear it from someone who probably takes a teeth out.
So what do you say, Ben, in response?
Well, exactly, what do you say? You just sort of...
Ben goes...
You sort of kind of like smile or laugh and try either flee or change the subject.
You're no fun. These guys, these... Just imagine the four of them. Like Silvio, Jacob, Donald, and Vlad. On tour. In the French Riviera. Wearing Speedos. Can you see it? Can you see it now with like big chains, big gold chains around their necks?
Hey, baby, you're looking nice. Oh, yes. Come and sit on my lap. I want to touch you. If you ever do, look at these big hands. Imagine these big hands grope your big titties.
Huh? No. The four of them on holiday together. What a gross, disgusting idea.
All on Bernie Eccleston's yacht.
That's it. Put Bernie in there. Why the hell not? I could name a whole bunch of other horrible old men just like them. And that's what women have to put up with. Ugh. Ugh. Revolting. I mean, what...
You people are so sick.
Exactly. The only woman in the world who deserves them is Tan Mom.
How about you?
She'd probably like it, but no one else would, right? Tan Mom and the four tan dads traveling the world together on Bernie's yacht. But that's a good idea. Put them on Bernie's yacht, then they're out of the way. I reckon it's probably time for sport now, right?
Yes.
It's getting carried away.
You don't have to do it, Gareth. If it pains you that much.
No, I was getting carried away with my script for this movie that we'll make about the four deplorables.
It's changed from the patriarch to the four deplorables.
The four deplorables. The patriarchy goes on holiday. Mediterranean tour. Sold out to other gross 70-year-old men. All right, what do we got?
We got the Springbok coaching in Darbo. Well, the SA coaching in Darbo. That's taking place right now, right? So when you look at BOC coaches, ex-BOC coaches, well, pretty much none of them are there because none of them care about this because they all know it's a flawed system. So go through the list and you'll find they won't be there. Alistair Garcia is there, but Jean Roux, now he was the defensive coach, which everyone was saying, well, you've never been a defensive coach in your whole life, mm-hmm. and here you are being a defensive coach for the Springboks. a team which then conceded 22 tries in the rugby championship. So maybe he wasn't so good at his job, just keep it at that. But it's been reported that he is no longer in the role of defensive coach of the Springboks.
What happened? They just fire him?
He seems to have left his position.
Huh.
At the moment, it's just reports right now from trusted sources, so there's no confirmation. Although it has seemed that they're already on the lookout for an interim coach for the end of season, end of year tour.
Right.
So, who's it going to be? Well, they've got four games the Springboks do. They play the Barbarians in London on November the 5th, which is basically all the guys who won't make the Springbok team will probably be there. Then they're playing England in London, November the 12th. They're going to get hammered. Then they play Italy in Florence, November the 19th. They'll win that one. And they play Wales in Cardiff on the 26th, and they'll be hammered there as well. So it's a very tough tour they got ahead. And whoever this new defensive coach is, well, jeepers, it's going to be like catching three balls with one hand in the dark. Other rugby news, Bledisloe Cup action. That's this Saturday, New Zealand versus Australia. Massive, massive favourites are the New Zealanders to win this one.
Yeah.
Team sheets will be announced sort of today, tomorrow. I'll get into that close to the weekend. And of course, we've got the Cheetahs versus the Blue Bulls. The Cheetahs are unbeaten. The time these two teams played before in the season so far, it was 20-42 to the Cheetahs. So they are also overwhelming favourites for this weekend. Champions League action from last night. Well, Juventus, they had a narrow win over Lyon away. Good result there. Monaco, CSK, Moscow, 1-1. Bayer Leverkusen drew with Spurs, 0-0, and what it seemed was a satisfactory point for Spurs. Club Brugge, the Belgian guys, they lost right at the death to Porto, 2-1. Sporting Lisbon, they went down 1-2 to Borussia Dortmund. Leicester, well, they had been pretty horrible in the league so far, but this is like now 3 wins from 3 in the Champions League. They beat FC Copenhagen. Dinamo Zagreb, they went down at home to Sevilla. And Real Madrid, they hammered Lechia Warsaw. But everyone hammers them.
Lechia Warsaw.
5-1. Tonight we got Napoli versus Besiktas.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a little bit...
Hey, if you were in Poland, the land of your ancestors, would you support Lechia Warsaw? Probably.
Perhaps, Gareth, yeah. Perhaps. That could be my team, you're
that
right.
That could be your team. I mean, here you are all Arsenal. You know, but you could end up being a Lechia Warsaw.
Lechia Warsaw. And then I would go fight. For
the land of your forefathers, yeah. Because that's what they do, right?
You fight, very
aggressive Polish football fans.
Well, Eastern European football, generally you have a bit of a fight and a bit of a watch afterwards. It's a cultural thing.
That's my culture.
It's my culture. Yeah. Violence is my culture.
Oh,
don't knock it unless you've knocked someone out. Tonight we'll see Napoli versus Besiktas. That's a 8:45. All these games are 8:45.
Yeah.
Dinamo Kiev versus Benfica. Paris Saint-Germain versus FC Basel. Celtic will take on Borussia Mönchengladbach. Barcelona versus Man City. There's the big one there. So if you find right. that me running through these names is a waste of time, there's the one you were looking for. Barcelona versus Man City. FC Rostov versus Atletico Madrid. Bayern Munich versus PSV. And then Arsenal will take on Ludogorets Razgrad.
There's another good team.
Yeah, another great
Ludogorets Razgrad.
Also, no strangers to a punch-up at Ludogorets Razgrad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all going to happen Champions League today.
Hey, Flex, where are the Flexes from originally? Like, do you have any idea of like the ancestry strains, where it comes from?
As far as the ancestry strains, I know we hail from Messina, or as they used to say, Musina. And there's actually a Flex street there. I went to go
what,
visit
like
this.
Here in South Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, but I'm talking about like where your people originated from.
Yeah, I don't know as far as Musina.
Musina's good. Makes you blacker than me, dude. Well done. From Musina. Hey, they're Flexes. Yeah, they've lived here for a long time.
Flex, you must find out where your people
are
from.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know. Ask your dad. And then ask your mom because they might come from different places.
I'll do that today.
All right, that's cool. Tomorrow we will reveal all. Anything else, Ben?
Yeah, cricket, Gareth. The Proteas are in Australia land right now. Three test series. Here it comes. 3rd of November. Mark this down. 3rd of November in Perth. That's the first one at the Wacker.
Mubs, this guy's kind of funny, huh?
2nd test, 12th November in Hobart. That's where the Tasmanian Devil is from. And then 3rd test, the day-night crucial, which could be the deciding test, 24th of November from the Adelaide Oval, commonly known as the most beautiful cricket ground in all the world.
Oh.
Take that, Cape Townians, and fight with the Aussies over that one. There's a fight for the ages. Forget right. Battle of the Bosses. You tell the Cape Townian the Adelaide Oval is the greatest ground in the world.
Oh, they'll lose their minds.
You'll see blood.
Yeah.
More sport next hour.
All right. Thank you, Ben. On the way, Anthea, with a little look at the money. Skylar Grey with Come Up For Air. That's what you need to do. Enjoy the rain if you're in Gauteng today, because it's been so dry for so long. You probably think it's some kind of natural disaster. It isn't. It's normal for this time of year. Really. She's also got asthma, Mabs.
It's
You're not all you're not all alone.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of us out there.
There's a lot of you sufferers. All right, let's get into some money, shall we? Who doesn't want to know about money? Even if it's at this stage still vicarious. But not for long, because soon we're launching a product that for as little as $100 you can be in on the action. You can have some skin in the game when it comes to the stock market. And when we talk about these numbers going up and down, it'll be your money, baby. I'll tell you all about that in a second. Coming.
Ooh, yeah.
But first, here she is. Yeah.
She looks out for the money.
Anthea.
So hard for it, honey.
Anthea.
She looks out for the money, so you better treat her right.
Oh, here she is. Hello, Anthea. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. That was a good effort.
She's great. All right, there we go. There's another version of your song for you. So, how was yesterday on the stock markets?
Oh, very good. In fact, we had a nice surprise in the afternoon. The rand broke through 14 against the dollar.
Woohoo!
In fact, yeah, it's now trading at 13.87. It's 15.24 against the euro. It looks like it's trying to break through 17 against the pound, but it's still about 4 cents away, so 17.04.
All right.
And on top of that, the really good news is that despite the stronger rand, the all share was in fact up 0.7%.
Hooray.
And on really good volume, which implies that investors are trading with a bit of conviction. So all major indices were higher. Some of the rand hedge shares underperformed a bit, but even they closed positive yesterday. So one of them, Naspers. Naspers had a nice little afternoon rally, I should say, because they announced yesterday that they're selling their stake in Ibibo, which is an Indian online travel company. But instead of taking cash, Naspers are taking shares in the acquirer called Make My Trip, which is the Ibibo US competitor. So really, they're playing in the online travel space.
Go ahead. Make My Trip.
So effectively, it's more of a merger of Ibibo and Make My Trip. Naspers and Tencent are the biggest individual shareholder. They own about 40%. So there's a lot of focus by Naspers on India because they still also own about, I think it is 15% in Flipkart, which is an Indian e-commerce site, pretty much like Amazon, really.
Nice.
Yeah, and I really like all this corporate action in Naspers. I think the share needs a bit of a boost. It's kind of been languishing at below 2,300 rand a share, which is very much lower than my target price, which is a silly thing to say because I was reminded the other day that the market doesn't apparently know what numbers I've got in my spreadsheets.
Oh, how unkind is that of the market? How can they not know these things? Come on.
How ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then Pick n Pay released a decent set of results yesterday. They're certainly working very hard on their turnaround strategy. Revenue was up over 7%, still not as good as ShopRite, which is almost 9%.
Sure.
But I heard Richard Brasher, who's the CEO, yesterday saying that they're quite committed to expanding their brand. So the one thing they want to do is grow this forecourt express brand, you know, the little shops that you get at the petrol stations.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of those.
And they're now going to kind of roll that out quite aggressively. And they're also doing some sort of franchising deal in the township. So, but instead of opening a Pick n Pay store in the townships, they're actually supplying to owners of spaza shops. So, and I quite like this model because it creates entrepreneurs who can leverage off the Pick n Pay economies of scale, you know, take advantage of distribution, network, purchasing power. So I quite like that, and I hope they do get it right.
Well,
so
this was also cool because it allows people to benefit from those margins, but also to just get the product into the townships, which is often the problem because there aren't as many big supermarkets and malls in the middle of a township as you would find in the suburbs.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's a story that Aspen Pharmaceuticals got fined 5 million euros by the Italian Competition Board yesterday. Aspen are denying it, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, 5 million euros in Aspen's life, that's about 75 million rand compared to their $36 billion generated revenue for the last financial year. Not huge, but I think for Aspen, probably not great, especially after, you know, they had to write down that Venezuelan operation I told you about. They went off there and the Venezuelan president came over here and said, no, everything's okay. And they came back and said, well, actually, no, we have to write down the operation. So just not a great story, quite frankly.
I heard Bernie Sanders managed to bring down the listed price of a certain pharmaceutical giant by proposing new legislation in California, which will make it illegal for them to gouge prices out of consumers anymore. It's worth a look in, because it just shows you that even Bernie Sanders in his dotage is able to affect things in a positive or negative way, depending on how he decides to take it up legally.
I will definitely look into that. Pricing in the pharmaceutical industry is a big issue, actually.
Right. Really. Well, you remember we've got this issue with the EpiPen. There was that sack of shit, Martin Shkreli, who decided to push up the price of life-saving medication for people. I think it was people who suffer from diabetes, it might have been. I can't remember. But he decided to up the price by thousands of percent. And ended up, I think he might be in some very, very serious legal trouble, if not in jail already.
I wasn't sure if he was in jail, but it's hedge fund managers like that that give us a bad name, quite frankly. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty shocking.
Right. Anthea, I also see Cell C put out their results yesterday. Cell C made a profit for the whole year of, do you know?
No, I don't know the number off by hand. I think it's 8. Tell me.
No. You're way too high.
Oh.
this is phenomenal to me. Like I don't pretend to be an expert when it comes to how companies run and what their overheads are or anything else. But Cell C, a major telecom in this country, and we always think that telecoms print money, right?
We do indeed.
They managed to deliver over the course of an entire year a profit of R2.8 million.
Oh, wow.
Which is better than having the losses that they've had in previous years. So they've managed to turn it around, which is obviously creditworthy. But that's not great. I mean, come on.
But they've also done the deal with Blue Label Telecom,
yeah, sure.
Where they raised cash. So they're refinancing basically the entire balance sheet, right?
Right. I mean, in that case, you when you look at the macro picture, it's clearly a victory. But it's just amazing to me that, you know, for a whole year, the whole profit is 2.8 million rand.
And what is it compared to their revenue for the year number? I mean, because you want to know what their margins are like, right? So it's quite a small profit.
Well,
There
are questions about how big their user base is and all the rest of it too, because it's a very competitive business, obviously, in the cell phone business.
Indeed.
All right. Yeah. Anything else from you?
My screen's pretty green today, so it looks like good news. U.S. markets closed higher. U.S. CPI inflation came in at 1.5%, which is good. We were hoping for that. And then Chinese GDP number came in at 6.7, which was spot on where I was hoping it would be. But I see I was slightly ahead of expectations or consensus, so that's particularly good news as well. So hopefully we'll see a nice little rally in commodities today, maybe not gold. And hopefully that'll push our market higher as well.
Very good. Well, thank you, Anthea.
All right, we'll speak tomorrow.
Excellent. Anthea Gardner, look at the markets, the money shot. It's 7 o'clock. When we come back, we'll start heading into the news stories that I know you want to hear all about. And we'll take your calls and we'll discuss the stuff that matters. You know what that is. 0861-555-189. CliffCentral.com.